We got an applause for you guys. Loro stanno in Let's Wrestle questa sera al Covo. Se volete, vi ci mandiamo a gratis a vederli. Mandate una mail a diretta @radiocittadelcapo.it. We are giving away free tickets for the show of tonight. Mm-hmm. They are not on you, so don't worry. You're not be charged for that. Yeah. And so give us a sentence to convince all the audience to run to the Covo Club tonight to see and listen to you.
There's a fire somewhere else.
Okay.
I don't know.
La frase che usano per convincervi è che c'è un fuoco che da qualche parte, quindi correte a vedere. Being young and English, you actually live in a very crowded musical scene. What do you think about it? I mean, present, recent past, very past, and probably next future, very, very crowded, a lot of bands coming out. And what do you think about that? Just let me translate the question. Loro vivono ovviamente, sono inglesi, sono giovani e quindi come tutte le band inglesi hanno a che fare con un enorme, con un panorama molto affollato di persone, sia del presente che del passato recente, del passato più remoto, ma anche probabilmente dell'immediato futuro. Come vivono questa situazione?
Well, I think that London has always been at the center of a lot of things to do with music, and when we are at the center of that, then we've got nothing to worry about.
So, which, you know. So you try to move to the very centre of London, physically?
We stay at Centre Point of London the whole time.
There's a place in London, it's called Centre Point, it's a big tower.
I see.
We all live there.
We live there.
So you are at the centre of the scene.
Yeah, and people come and, you know, it's kind of like Mecca or something. People come and see our home.
Yeah.
they want to live in the tower with us. It's all done. There's no more rooms left.
I really meant that being the best, you've got nothing to worry about.
You're right.
There's no threat.
There's no threat. I can't think of another band who have gone as far as us.
non riescono a stare seri, non c'è niente da fare. E gli ho chiesto appunto, gli ho fatto questa domanda e loro hanno detto che non si preoccupano minimamente, perché loro sono a Londra. Londra è al centro da sempre di un'enorme scena musicale. Loro sono al centro di Londra, quindi vivono in una torre, la gente passa, gli chiede anche di vivere con loro, ma loro non si preoccupano, non c'è alcun tipo di minaccia, perché tanto loro sono al centro del centro, quindi niente, nessuno più toccarli. E poi soprattutto dicono: ma c'è mai una band che è arrivata al punto in cui siamo arrivati noi? No, e quindi non c'è alcun problema. We have a change of instrument. What's happening there?
Well, I usually play the bass.
I see.
But the thing is that if I just feel
a bit left out.
I feel like if I wasn't playing
the guitar.
Yeah, I'd just be sitting here. I'd just be doing nothing. Louis plays the drums, so he's got a table to tap.
Yeah.
You know? And
he's got the most important job.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, but I've ran out of. I don't know any other songs.
I see.
So I'm just gonna have to just sit here and do nothing. I'll sing the bass line.
I see. Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Yeah. It's a doo-wop kind of arrangement.
Kind of, but slightly different.
hanno cambiato strumento, quindi la chitarra è passata di mano, e il punto è che il nostro bassista qui, che ha suonato la chitarra fino a questo momento, adesso sente un pochino vuoto, perché il batterista può fare tap-tap sul tavolo, e ovviamente il chitarrista e cantante canta, e il nostro bassista adesso farà le linee vocali del basso con la voce. Che bel momento. Tell me.
Is there a song that you want us to play next? Because we can't think of any.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Could you?
<I'm joking.
laughs> I don't know. I got one more question for you that comes directly from a guy I'm talking with, and he wants to know about the artwork of your records, because we know there's one of you actually drawing them.
Yes, it is I.
I see. It's
yeah.
It? Is that?
Well, what do you want to know about it?
Yeah, because he says actually they are scary.
Oh.
Take it as you want, you know.
I don't know. It's just I've always drawn like that. It just comes naturally. So I thought I'd do them on the covers.
So that's your way.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it. I mean, you are the center of the center of the center. There is no threats. Yeah. So
no threats to us.
Don't worry.
We're untouchable.
Well, we're coming up with a drill to go to the center of the earth.
Really? That's the next level.
Well, basically, we've made all the money we've made up to now has been we're investing in a giant drill. To drill down.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Journey to the Center of the Earth?
Yeah, of course, yes, yeah.
It's kind of like that.
I see.
And we'll live in a palace.
I see. Well, ok, allora la domanda che ci facevano riguarda l'artwork dei lavori che è fatto proprio da uno dei Let's Wrestle, ovvero sia da Wesley, e qualcuno dice che siano un po' spaventosi come disegni, ma alla fine è quello che gli piace fare, quello che gli viene da fare. E poi... sono tornati sul discorso del centro, ho detto non avete alcunché di cui preoccuparvi anche per questi lavori, perché tanto sono bellissimi, siete al centro di tutto, quindi non c'è alcun problema. E loro hanno detto sì, ma il nostro prossimo passo è di andare al centro della Terra. Tutti i soldi che stiamo guadagnando li stiamo investendo in un enorme trapano con il quale perforeremo il suolo fino ad arrivare al centro della Terra, un po' come il film Viaggio al centro della Terra. There is another instrument change.
We've worked out another song you can play.
Okay, great. Very cozy about you. Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're very caring each other, I guess.
We are very much in love. Oh, leave it out.
Don't worry, we're on the radio. You can kiss each other. Nobody's going to notice it.
Wesley and I are actually going to get married.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it's not less of a marriage. It's more of a hetero life partner sort of thing. So it's when two straight people...
They
no,
just
I like
decide
you a lot.
To spend the rest of their lives together.
Okay.
But no touching.
I see.
It's not. Oh, I don't
unless
know.
It's chummy, friendly.
Yeah.
Touching.
It's like, oi.
I see.
Like, you know, but we're gonna get married. It's gonna be a great ceremony. Louis, I've given away his real name.
I see.
Been ordained.
So it's gonna. Horrible. So I gave away his real name. His real name is Louis, you know, but we just
Hush. We just forgot it. Don't worry. Yeah. He's Darkus forever and ever.
Forever.
No problem.
But he's going to do the ceremony for us because he's an actual reverend.
I see. Yes. He looks like, actually.
He is.
He is all in black. Ok, allora, loro hanno intenzione di sposarsi. Due delle Let's Wrestle, una puntata scoppiettante, piena di scoop quest'oggi. Ma in realtà non è che si sposeranno proprio, ma hanno intenzione di dividere la vita, semplicemente. Nessun tipo di contatto fisico, solo un contatto da amico, pacche sulle spalle e cose di questo tipo. E sarà proprio Darkus a officiare la cerimonia. Quindi queste sono le ultime notizie in casa Let's Wrestle. Io non credo che alcun altro programma radio possa darvi tanti scoop in un live solo. E a proposito di live, siamo arrivati l'ultimo brano. We reached the last song of this set here at MAPS. So what's the title of the song you're gonna play right now?
I Won't Lie to You. It's our,
really?
It's,
I mean...
it's our big number one smash back in England.
Okay. Loro sono Let's Wrestle live at MAPS.